This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Elizabeth Carey with the AAA of Western and Central New York is with us on the WBEN Live Line this morning. She's at Buffalo Airport, where a lot of Bills fans are heading to Miami for the weekend. Today's also the day when the FAA is reducing flights due to the government shutdown. So, Elizabeth, what's the atmosphere like as these two things collide?
Good morning. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of excitement here at the airport. A lot of Bills fans saying, we just need to get there, and then we're going to cheer the team on. So a lot of people getting to the airport extra early this morning. The lines were out the door, 4 o'clock this morning. Now those 6 a.m. flights have taken off, and there's still a good amount of people coming through, but some really long lines earlier this morning. So definitely get to the airport early and be prepared.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy situation because I feel like never before do you have such excitement. I mean, you're going to watch the Bills squish the fish. It's a beautiful Miami as we're talking about snow. What's better than that? Mixed with, there's got to be this anxiety of like, maybe it's looking good this morning, but then the return flight, it's like everything's up in the air.
Right. So there's always that issue. So AAA is reminding people, sign up for text alerts with your airline for your specific flights. That way you'll know if there's any type of a delay or cancellation. It'll come right to your phone. Also, as we said, getting there early. But there's a lot of connecting flights. Like, since the pandemic, a lot of the direct flights down to Florida haven't returned. And there's a lot of connecting flights. So even if you're going to the Bills game or wherever you might be going, if you have this connecting flight, try to pack lightly, bring everything in a carry-on. That way, if you do have an issue in a larger airport that's been impacted, you'll have your belongings with you, and you don't have to deal with that whole other issue of lost luggage.
Are you seeing anything on the departure board this morning that would indicate that there are flight cancellations? Because, you would expect that Buffalo would see the ripple.
Right. Well, we're going to see some type of a ripple effect at some point. So early this morning when we got here, there was one canceled flight. Now there's a handful of canceled flights, and they're all through larger airports like New York, Washington, Chicago. So those are throughout the day into the evening tonight. So some people may realize that their flight has been canceled, so they have to keep an eye out for that. Some people might want to say, you know what? If I am going to a place like New York, can I drive there or can I take the train there? What are my alternative forms of transportation? So it's a good idea to have a plan B.
Yeah, the plan B would come in handy, especially because from what it seems like, it's almost a day-to-day situation. Like there's not really much planning you can do 3 days out because we don't know exactly what's going to happen yet.
Right, and we don't know how long this is going to go on for. A lot of people are asking about what's going to happen with Thanksgiving travel. That's a few weeks away. Hopefully this will be resolved by then because, of course, that's a huge travel holiday on the roads and in the skies. So if flights are canceled then you meet even more congestion on the roads. So you have to plan ahead for that. So start thinking about that if you're traveling for Thanksgiving just to be on the safe side and to be prepared. Should I leave it a little early? Should I stay a little bit longer? To just try to avoid some of that traffic, both at the airports and on the roads.
What happens if, let's say, these flights of Bills fans make it to Miami, they get through the game, they're at the airport Sunday night to come back and those flights are canceled. What happens to those passengers?
Well, if you're like me, then you just make the most of it and say, this is going to resolve itself and I'm going to the beach for a little bit. So not everyone has that luxury with work and things like that. But you have to understand, if you do get stranded, try to make the most of it. You know, see what's available. See what the options are then. If your flight is actually canceled, the airline needs to either give you a voucher or put you on another flight, or you can request a refund. That doesn't do you any good if you have to be back to work on Monday, but, you know, maybe plan ahead, bring the computer in case you have to work remotely if you have that option, or whatever the situation might be. It's just trying to make the most of it and reminding people to be patient through this process, because the people working at the airport, it's obviously out of their control. So you don't want to see people, you know, losing their temper and things like that at the airport.
Okay. Would you have to stay at the airport, or could you get a hotel in the airlines have to foot that bill?
Well, that all depends on the situation and what the delay is. There are times that the airline will put you up in a hotel, and there are other times when that wouldn't be available. If you have travel insurance, this is going to be treated like any type of a delay, so that trip interruption wouldn't kick in unless like half of your trip was affected. So it comes down to reading the fine print and depending on each individual situation.
It's a scary time to be making plans, especially because you don't know when the shutdown is going to end, even if it does end tomorrow. I mean, who knows if we're going to see the impact of that right away, or if it's going to take a couple of weeks. With all this unknown, I mean, are there ways you can make your trip, quote unquote, bulletproof?
No, nothing could be bulletproof. However, you want to make sure that you have different alternatives in place just to be, would I rent a car? Would I drive to my destination? Like we said, different alternatives. One important thing to keep in mind is if you miss your flight because of a TSA line, that's not considered a covered expense with travel insurance. So that's on you. So you don't want to be the one that holds you up with all these different other scenarios and situations taking place. So you definitely want to get to the airport early and get through TSA and then just kick back and people watch and make it part of the trip.
If this stretches to Thanksgiving, I mean, what then?
Then we're going to see a lot of interesting situations and a lot of probably upset people and a little bit of chaos at some of the airports, because AAA's travel forecast is going to come out on the 17th. I know just based on all the holidays so far this year, we've seen travel increase. So we do expect a lot of people to be traveling by air and by car. So again, this could create a busy situation on the roads and in the airports.
Well, you're all-around Bills fans headed to Miami. I mean, this is like the trip every year, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, as soon as the schedule comes out and people say, oh, November, a game in Miami, and snow is in the forecast here, I could be looking at sand versus snow. It's a huge, huge trip for Bills fans. The Elbow Room and Fort Lauderdale, it's kind of become a rite of passage for fans to be there and cheer everybody on. You know, the saying, squish the fish, which has been around forever. So many people are walking through the airport saying that today. So there's definitely a lot of Bills excitement.
Wow. Well, hopefully they're all in a good mood this morning with their flights, and they come back in good moods, too, after the win and with everything hopefully going their way and getting back here. Elizabeth, thank you.
Hopefully it goes smoothly. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Elizabeth Carey with the AAA of Western and Central New York. She's at Buffalo Airport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.